what to the three. Bleed help checking in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA Cobby. What the fuck you want? Just on call of people. And you know how I do it. God damn me, I get straight to it. Hey, man, I want to speak briefly about Cat Williams, man, and how he got the internet right now on fire. I'm talking about Cat then went viral. If you haven't seen his interview with Shannon Sharp on Club Shay Shay, went viral. I'm talking about Cat did, I believe, in one day, he did 10 million, 11 million views in one day. And the reason why he went viral is because of the things that he said. He pretty much exposed the industry. He exposed that you have to get down in the industry. You have to pretty much bend over and get fucked, is what he said. A lot of celebrities, a lot of actors and comedians, a lot of them go through these rituals. A lot of them, they get fucked to get roles, to get more money. He said that he turned down 50 million four times because he wanted to protect his virgin hole. He didn't want to get down with that. He didn't want to get bent over and play that game. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why Dave Chappelle turned down his 50 million at one point in time when he was at the top of the mountain, when he was at his peak. He had the Chappelle show and they offered him 50 million. Dave Chappelle turned it down, but he also came back on the Oprah show and explained why he turned out that money. And it was kind of like the same reason, is because they wanted him to put on a dress and they wanted him to play as a girl and as a woman. And Dave Chappelle like, nah, I don't get down with that. You heard me? Nah, like, nah, I don't really, you know. And Cat Williams pretty much confirmed it. And he also confirmed that a lot of comedians, they steal jokes. A lot of them, like Kevin Hart or industry plants, the media, the people behind the scenes really boost him and really planting him into his position. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather right now, but I'm getting over it. But the people behind the scenes pretty much planted Kevin Hart, and he's an industry plant, and how he's not funny. And man, I'm talking about, and I believe it, because to me, Kevin Hart, he never been funny to me. Kevin Hart has never been one of my favorite comedians. I always thought he was kind of corny, like especially his stand-up comedies and his stand-up shows. I've never like laughed at him. I never really thought they were funny, and it makes sense. Like, oh, and if you look back, Kevin Hart, he had to wear a dress as well. He had to go through the same ritual. So no telling what really went on behind the scenes. And Cat Williams pretty much said that what goes on behind the scenes is a lot of people really get fucked for these deals, which is crazy, man, because I've always knew that something was a little iffy with the industry. I've always knew that you had to go through some type of ritual. You had to do something out of the ordinary in order to get on that level, because it's like you can't go in the office and just tell jokes. Oh, yeah, I'm funny. So, give me 50 million. Oh, yeah, I know how to shoot this basketball. You can't go in a damn office and do that. You can't go in the office and, yeah, I can throw this ball so far. Look at me. No, you got to do things for them in order to get what you want out the game, which is money and fame and popularity. And pretty much Catman confirmed all this shit, man, and people, a lot of comedians responded. A lot of people responded to the interview, and he went viral. I'm talking about, man, 12 million, 10 million views in one day, which is really unheard of. And it went viral for a good reason, because it's a lot of information in the interview that people should really take heed to, especially the ones that want to become famous, the ones that want to be in the spotlight, that want to sign these contracts and think that the game is all fun and jokes. But in reality, you got to get poked. You have to. You got to get down. Like, you just can't make all this money based off your quote-unquote talent. It doesn't work like that. They're paying you, so they're going to be slaying you. So if y'all motherfuckers want to get in the game, man, if y'all motherfuckers want to be famous and make all this money in the industry, regardless of what industry it is, you got to bend over backwards. You got to do something that goes against your morals and your values in order to obtain this type of lifestyle and this type of riches. But a lot of people just think this shit is just a joke. Like, this shit is a game. Like, bro, nah, this shit is real deal out here, man. Like, this shit is real fucking deal, bro. Like, this shit is serious, man. So I advise everybody to go watch that video, man. Go watch the interview. Shannon Sharp, Cat Williams interview went hella viral. I'm talking about, he said that Harvey Weinstein whipped his dick out or some crazy shit in the office and offered to suck his dick in front of his peoples. He said, man, crazy shit. Like, damn, this what really goes on behind the scenes? But everybody be praising these celebrities. Everybody be just looking up to these people thinking they just gods. But in reality, they're wads. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really crazy. Like, it's really fucked up. Because you just never know. And the only way we really know is if people that's in the industry expose and tell what goes on behind the scenes. That gives us somewhat an insight of what to expect and what to really know about these evil-ass people, man. Because I get tired of, like, the society and this culture praising these quote-unquote celebrities, praising these people thinking that they just gods. And these motherfuckers are wicked and they're sick. Very sick-like, man. So I advise everybody to go watch this shit. Man, fuck celebrities, fuck fame, fuck the money, man. I just need $5 million. You hear me? I'm like Charleston White. I just need $5 million. I don't want to make $50 million. I just need $5 million. I don't want to be up there on those pedestals. Because to do that shit, to get that shit, you have to do some sick shit and some wicked shit. I'm cool. You hear me? I'm cool with my life. I have morals. I have integrity. I have respect for myself. So I never want to get down with that shit, man. That's why I avoid fame. That's why I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be seen. I don't want you to know who I am. I don't. You hear me? There is no benefit, really. They say it's money. They say it's clout. Man, fuck that. Because at the end of the day, I got to look at myself in the mirror. I got to be the man who I say I am. And I ain't, nah. Man, I advise people to go watch this shit. It's very insightful. When hella viral, I'm sure y'all done seen it on town, y'all timelines on TikTok, on goddamn me Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. I'm sure y'all seen it all over social media. But it just give us an insight on what really goes on behind the scene and how wicked shit really is, bruh. So fuck these celebrities, man. Fuck fame and fuck the money. With that being said, bleed help. Out.